Alright, now good to talk. We're in the middle of Sif Chav Gimel, trying to finish Sif Chav Gimel. It's the Sugya of Mesadrin. Just a couple of points. First, someone asked last week, I believe it was you asked last week, what would be the halacha here is if you person, even if he ate till now, achot chile ka'ani, you still have mechuyev to give him kebenani. You have to still provide him enough food to live for 30 days like a Beinani. What would be now if the guy doesn't mind and he'll still starve himself, he'll still eat Ka'ani, could he take that extra money and use that extra money to support his wife and kids? That was the Shaila. I saw this week a Prisha later on. The Prisha goes even a step further. The Prisha says that on Halacha that it says that you don't give anything to the women and kids, but you have for 30 days. Preacher calls the Shaila, now that you have for 30 days, if you're married, since you have a chiv to give mezainis to your wife, are you mechuyev to take the mezainis that you have? The mezainis only for 30 days, split it with her, you take 15, she'll take 15, and then you'll have to figure out what to do, because the Baal Chayiv is only mechuyev to give you 30 days, so that's his cheshbon. He doesn't have to worry about his wife and kids. But the husband has to worry about his wife. So maybe the husband should have to take his money, his mezainis, and share it with his wife and kids. And the preacher's mesopik, he said, could be that since this is not really his money, it was only given to him from the Malva, Din Mesadrin, so then with this money, he doesn't have to share with his wife. Inami, he says, yeah, and Inami, he will have to chiv from Minadin to share this money with his wife that she should be able to eat for 15 days. But I see from the preacher is that even on the tzad that he's not mechuyev, l'chayre, he has the ability, he's able to. He's just not mechuyev to. So either he's mechuyev to, or he's not mechuyev, he just has the right to. So l'chayre, hu adin in your case, if he was eating tchil l'kani, and you have to give him kebenani, l'chayre will continue to starve himself and he has extra food. So that extra food he could share with his wife, l'chayre. L'chayre, just like he could share his regular food with her.
I don't know that, but I think it's named Shiloh. He might be mechuyev to do it.
He might be mechuyev.
He's eating till now like that. So all of a sudden now he got
fat. He's mechuyev.
He doesn't feed his
fine
wife.
He's mechuyev to eat ka'ani. I don't know.
Feed his wife. What kind of hetra is that?
Okay, I don't know if you can force a guy mechuyev to eat ka'ani, but okay, fine. But the same idea, but at least l'chayr from the prisha, maybe it could be mechalik between the two, but l'chayr from the prisha, you see that you have a right to share it with
your
wife.
That's probably what he was doing till now. He was eating like an ani. He was feeding his wife.
That's for sure why he was doing it, yeah.
He was feeding his wife. So now he's going to do the same thing.
Okay, fine. That's one thing. Okay.
What does it become?
Well, it's a machlokes which anyway, you have a chiv the rice to feed your wife, a chiv the rabbanon.
What is it? Is it a,
let's say.
So, let's say there's
mesadrin
even on that.
The what? Oh, that's for her.
You have to give your wife. Oh. Mesadrin
only said to him. You want to say that? Okay. You know what? We're going to see Yetzer Hashem Sif Chav Dalet. We'll talk about this in more barichas. We'll get it. Sorry. No, he's mechuyev. He's mechuyev to give. No, he's mechuyev to give his Baal Chayiv and his wife. Oh. Mechuyev to give both.
It's a
Baal Chayiv. So he has one chiv to his wife, and he also has a chiv to Baal Chayiv. He has two. All right, fine. Let's move on. Now, we were discussing last week, we ended off with Klei Umnis. Certain things are considered Klei Umnis, and certain things are considered Nechasim. And Nechasim, you don't have to leave him over at all. And the Klei Umnis you do, and we said the pshat would be, there's many pshatim, but we suggested the pshat is that a Klei Umnis is something that you don't charge for, it only enables you, enhances your ability to work. Meshenk and Nechasim is something that in essence, if you're a car service, in essence you're charging for you being a driver and for sharing your car, so to speak, for allowing the car to go on this run as well, because sometimes you have a driver without the cars and you have to, I can rent a car without the driver. So if a guy is willing to do both, he's really renting both, so the car then would be considered a neches. The car is generating profit, but doesn't enhance the ability of the driver to be a better driver. The driver charges for being a driver and he's charging for the service of the car. It's like the case of chamar with his chamar, or any moving service with Svina, whatever it is, that's considered a neches, and you take that away. You only leave him over his basic tools, two tools of every item. Okay. There's a machlokes. What would be, the halacha says like this, that if he had until now, you only have to give him over two tools of every item. What, two hammers, let's say. Take a hammer. He has to give him over two hammers. Let's say until now he's working with one hammer and three saws. So we take away the additional saw, because he only needs two saws. I only has one ham and a typical worker needs two ham, is tough. If he was merugal till now with only one ham, if I say he was pulled it off with only one hammer, then we'll only leave him with one hammer and mikan ve'elech as well. Even though a normal handyman needs two, for some reason this guy was able to get away with one. Fine. That's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. The Prisha says like this, if the Svara why we don't buy him a second hammer is because until now he was Murgul with one, what happens if it's not true? What happens if until now he was also Murgul with two hammers, just he just lost his second hammer today? So he always had two hammers.
Why would one need two hammers?
Just like why would one need any two? So why do you need two screwdrivers, two saws, two everything? Okay, so we suggested last week, and say I really try to go buy this one, but we suggested last week the pshat would be is because just in case one breaks or one gets ruined, since you constantly mishtamish with it, you can't leave a numen just with his last hammer. What happens if it breaks? What's he going to do? So you always need to leave a numen with two items. The truth be told is that's not pashit. That's a rashash, what I just said. It's a rashash and kufya gimel. There's a radak in the Sefer HaShoroshim in the Erech Etzed. He over there proves, it goes through the different types of planes in Chazal and the Baba Kama, and he says that a carpenter had two planes, a larger plane that took off bigger pieces, bigger chunks of wood, and a more finer plane, a smaller plane. And he goes through different, right? And he says at the end, Vizel, this is what pshat in the Mishnah over here is, by Erechin, by Misajin, you have to leave over two matzadim for the worker, is because he needs a big one and a small one. So vice versa from him, it's not because he needs a backup. He needs one big and one small. So then you have to go through every single tool of his. It needs one big tool and one small tool. The reason why we give him over shtei magaris, two saws, is because I guess it was a big saw and a small saw. But it means if an umin doesn't have two size saws, if let's say he doesn't have, okay, this could be a larger screwdriver and a smaller screwdriver, but let's say you get a tool, a hammer. There's no such thing, let's say, as a bigger hammer and a small hammer. Let's say a normal carpenter uses only one hammer. And then according to the Radak, you'd only have to give him one hammer. You wouldn't have to give him a second hammer.
It would be forget also. If somebody, for whatever reason, needs seven hammers, that's
if there's seven types of hammers,
and that's what he uses.
In theory, I just, because could be, if I give him two, like one big and one small, maybe he could ever get away with it. I mean, you have to know the mitzvahs. But
well,
he says
screwdrivers is like that. They usually have five different kinds.
Right, so because primarily they can get away with these two, that's primarily. Now, I saw the Yavit in this sefer called Lechem Shemayim. It's on Mishnayis over there. Doesn't bring the Radak, but he himself is Masopik, and he, Baruch Hashem, says both pshatim. He says either the Radak's pshat, and then he says, or the Rishas's pshat, that you need it because of a backup. And if
because of the
umnis,
then you have to have different types.
Right, but the steam is a paiskim. I mean, you go through the Shulchan Aruch, the steam is that you have to give mikol min umin. Like the Radak, it's not true. It's only of those minim that the umin needs two, one big and one small. Either Lashon or Mishnah. So the Mishnah is touching it up. And you have to know, but the steam is a paiskim from everyone. It sounds not like the Radak, that you give umin always two. But okay, let's go back to where I started from. I had a shayla like this. What happens if he really was using two saws till now and two hammers till now? God, he has three saws, right? So Allah, and rather this morning he lost one of his hammers. So now he only has one hammer left. And now comes time to misogyn. So like the pre-sha, now you would be mechuyif to take away the third saw. I mean, we have a right to take away the third saw, but you'd be mechuyif to take that saw and buy him a second hammer. Because the umin always needs two tools. He always needs two hammers. The only reason why the halach is that if he was using one hammer till now, he only has one, you don't buy him a second, is because he was murgul bakach. He only needed one. Vice says he got away with one. But this guy always used two. It just today he lost his second hammer, but Batim he was always using two. So then here you would have a chiv to buy him that second hammer. That's what the preacher says. There's a Chavetz Chaim and Lakute Halach is on Erchin. He names on, not like that. He names on that when it comes to tools, you never have a chiv to buy tools. You only have a chiv to leave him the basic necessities, two tools of whatever, kol min or min. But to buy him a tool, that you never mechiv to buy him a tool. And even if he just lost his tool, tough, then he lost it. It's not my, I'm not shuldig, it's his problem. And Nothing to do with me. I'm going to just leave him.
Leaving him, so whatever he had, he had. Why do I have to replace his tool?
Because lamashal mezaynis, when you go to Baal Chayiv Misadrin and clothing, if let's say he doesn't have clothing for Yud Beis Chaydish, you mechuyev to buy him clothing for Yud Beis Chaydish. Mezaynis, he doesn't have mezaynis for 30 days. You mechuyev to buy him that mezaynis for 30 days. You have to leave him his basic necessities to live. So the chayru who adim by tools, the Chavetz Chaim is mechadish, that tools are different. So good, so you have that's the same thing. You have to leave him enough money to be able to buy 3 days mezaynis and Yud Beis Chadashim of clothing. So too, Zok Tepresha, you mechuyev to leave him enough money to buy second Emma. Chavetz Chaim knows that for tools you don't ever have that chiv. You don't have that chiv. I don't know. That's what he says. I don't know. You could look it up. No, come on. Oh, if he quickly runs and buys it. Yeah, if he, but the problem is he doesn't have money. So, yeah, okay, it's catch 22, but yeah. Fine. Let's finish the sif. At the end of the sif, we did it quickly last time. Let's just go again. Still, you're allowed to take it away. You're allowed to take it away. It's considered nechasim. It's not considered tools. They own their seats in the Beis HaKnesses. It's considered real estate. Shehem b'chal nechasim u'balchayiv goyivim mehem choyvoy, and the balchayiv has a right to be goyivim mehem choyvoy.
What can you do with the Sefer Torah? You can't sell it.
Why not? You could use it.
It says you're only going to sell Sefer Torah for certain...
If I need it. So if the Malva needs the money, he'll sell it. The Lisa Isha v'lumoy Taira. And if not, at least he'll have the Sefer Torah. He could use the Sefer Torah. It's his Sefer Torah. He'll make a gvi on the Sefer Torah. I was involved just this year. There was a choyv with the Sefer Torah as a mashkin. All right. Fine. The Aruch HaShulchan is mechadish over here. I don't know where he's coming from, but he's mechadish. That im yiloi bizoyin gadol, if he's going to have a terrible bizoyin, kasha yosef mi mekoyme b'beis haknesses, he's been sitting there for years, and now all of a sudden he lost his seat, and he has to find and roam around the shul, he doesn't have a makom kavu, he lost his seat, everyone's going to be talking about it, look, this guy Nebuch, he lost his seat, ein l'koyfo ilim ka'isa, you don't force him to sell his seat, v'ho adin ko kahai gavnish, a bizoyin yugdal ma'oid, you don't force him to do. Sorry?
Putting his wife and kids out
on the street. Right, that's not a bizarre gadol. I don't know. I'm saying, I don't know where he's coming from. He's mechadish. This is his own hamtzah that if it's a bizarre gadol, we don't do these things. Okay? Fine. Yeah, on the Kanaim, like, where do we draw the line? I don't know. All right. Fine. Look at the shak. This is very important, Rabbi. So this is Maisim Bechoyim. Look at the shaks of Kotten Yudalad. It says that the seats in the Beis HaKnesses b'chal nechasim v'hu adin zok teshach shemetzien oisei mi beisa. You throw him out of his house. A lot of people are Nebuchadnezzar v'evyoin, but they have a house. Let's say if the house is mortgaged 80%, 90%, there still could be some value left on the house. Zok teshach, there's no din sidr on the house. He has no right to live in the house. He has no right b'chal. You have a right, you have a chiv to give him mezaynis, you have a chiv to give him clothing, you have a chiv to give him tools, but you're not mechuyev to give him a house to live in. And maybe you could throw him out of his house. What will he do? I don't know what he'll do. He'll live in the street. But you don't have a chiv to leave him his house. Where is he coming from? Keinu b'tshuvis maran sasoin. That's the Torah's emes simin reish tezayin. If you look up the maran sasoin, just go back a bit so we understand what's going on. The shoyel held the other extreme. The shoyel held that to take a guy out of his house is a no-no. You never take a guy out of his house. You can't remove a guy out of his house, even if the house is worth, I don't know, $1 million. You don't, it means, even though by mezaynis, we're misogyn, and we take away all his extra mezaynis, we only leave him for 30 days. Or by clothing, we take away all his extra clothing, and we only leave him clothing for Yud Beis Chaydish. By a house, you can't even do anything. You don't take it away at all. That's what the shoyel had. And Maran says on Mishtak, it's not true of how you could take a guy out of his house. And he brings a raya from a Tshuvas HaRashba. The Tshuvas HaRashba, Chelek Aleph, Simon Elef Kuf Mem Gimel, had a case that there was a shotif. He was a shotif amongst a bunch of, let's say, three people owned a piece of property. They were living in a house together, maybe different apartments. It's not exactly clear, but they were a shotif. And one of the shutfim owed minimal amount of money, doesn't say what, but it was a nominal amount, that's what Rashba says. Let's say his real estate's worth $1 million, and he owes $1,000, but Nebuchadnezzar doesn't even have the $1,000 to pay off. So the shaila was, could you force him to sell his $1 million stake in this real estate to be able to pay you off, and it's his house that he's living in, to pay you off this $1,000 loan? Zokter Rashba, Ein merachmin bedin, it's not true, we throw the guy out. We could force him, yes, we could force him to leave his house and we'll rent it out to others or we'll sell it. It's only chayv mu'it, fine, but you could do that. And grabbed that halacha, the Rashba, the Ramah brings down. The Ramah paskins like the Rashba and Kuf Gimel Sef Hey. That yes, even if he has a small chayv, you could force him to sell off a big piece of land to pay off a small chayv. Ein merachmin bedin. Fine. Zokta Tayyus Emes, I see from here, from the Rashba, Mufushurai like me, not like you, the Shoyot, I see from here that you throw a guy out of his house. He was living there. You have a right to collect a chayv, you have a right to throw a guy out of his house. Vein merachmin bedin. That's the Tayyus Emes where he's coming from. That's what the Shach is bringing down. I'm giving you the backdrop because you'll see the Rekiveg over here quotes a Chuvis Marit who says, L'chayre Faket. In the previous page, he says, "Ksus Yud Beis Chaydish, Zok Rekivego, B'Shem Nemarit, Eino Yochel Loitziyum Me Beis Dirishaloi." So too, just like you have to leave him clothing for 12 months, so too you can't throw him out of his house, Shadorbo, that he's living in, Ad Yud Beis Chaydish, Chuvis Marit Chelak Aleph Simen Kuf Yud Gemal. You cannot throw a guy out of his house unless you allow him to live there for 12 months. Just like Ksus, you have to leave him 12 months worth of clothing, you have to leave him 12 months worth of residence, so you have to leave him there for 12 months. That's what the Marit holds. So L'chayra, from Riata, it's apparent, everyone learns like that, that there's a machloikis between the Shach and the Marit. The Shach says, throw the guy out. And the Marit says, no, that you leave him there for Yud Beis Chaydish. So, and Echonami, or if it gives it to him, that's... So L'chayra, you could say that there is no machloikis between the Rashba and the Marit. Because what was the Rashba's case? The Rashba's case was that the guy has $1 million piece of land and he owes $1,000. So the tzad was, don't throw the guy out just to pay off a nominal amount. No, yes, we throw the guy out and we rent it out or we sell it. So now when you're going to rent this out, you're going to make a lot more than his $1,000 chayv, arguably. I mean, it's a nice piece of land, right? So you're going to make more than the $1,000 chayv. So with the extra money, I'll give him a place to live. Let's say I could rent it out for $3,000 a month. It was a palace, let's say. So $2,000 I'll give him that he could live rent elsewhere, or $1,000 I'll give to his Baal Chayv. Where do you see in the Rashba a Zayvayt that you don't even leave him his basic necessity of residence? That you don't see. And I'll say even further, even if the rent is not enough to badek his schir is somewhere else. Let's say there's not enough to cover both the Baal Chayv and his schir is somewhere else. But Be'ezim, the Rashba holds Mikedin, the guy has to sell. Right, it's either way. Either you rent out or you sell. So Be'etim, he could sell his piece of land. So I'll force you to sell your piece of land. That's $1 million. You'll take $1,000 and pay the Baal Chayv, and the other $999,000 you rent somewhere else for Yud Beis Chaydish. If you don't want to sell and you don't want to play along and cooperate, then we'll force you to rent. We have to make sure the Baal Chayv is satisfied. And he has a right to this house. He has a right to sell your house, even though Baal Abbas Cheshvan doesn't make sense. You're forcing him to sell $1 million property for just $1,000 Chayv? It's not fair. Tough. Ein merachmin bedin. We want to be nice, so instead, we'll let him keep his house, but he has to rent it out to other people. He has to leave and rent it out. But Hayyos, the real thing, what he has to do is sell his house. And if he would sell, he would have enough to rent somewhere else for Yud Beis Chaydish. So that's it, you're covered. You don't see a rai from the Rashba or from the Chuvis Tayyus Emes, not like the Marit. It could be, but both are true. The problem is the Shach. You see, the Rashba and the Ran Sasson we can push through. And I saw a grad that there's a sefer called Oil Yaakov from Reb Menashe. He also tries to say this, that Be'etzem, there's no stira really between the Marit and the Rashba. Then he has a different part of the Rashba that he has, a problem with. L'chay, it's not Mukhach. But the problem is the Shach. The Shach says, he's going on the words of the Mechaba, doesn't put this halacha, let's say, before by Mesadrin. He puts it over here, just like Mekomis Beis HaKnesses, Heim Bechlal Nechosim, Ubal Choyv Goyvim Mem Choyv, they have a din like a Neches. And a Neches, there's no Mesadrin at all. Like a Svina and a Chamor and a Sefer Torah. All his Nechosim, there's no Mesadrin at all. Well, only Mesadrin for basic necessities, but not for Nechosim. So too, who adin shemetzino yisameh beisai? It sounds like from the Shach that a Bais has a din like a Neches. And therefore, I could throw the guy out. There's no misagin at all. It's not subject to the parasha of misagin at all. That, not like the Marit. Marit holds it is subject to misagin. He doesn't say versus chiris. The Marashva says, the Shakra says, Matsi no simi pesa, you throw him out in Gansan. You're not entitled to that echis. He doesn't say how vite. If it's considered lamash, if it's considered a nechis, the shak should be moisif that no, better yet, the shak should put it over here. She put it before that just like you don't have entitled to own Bagodim for more than Yud Beis Chodesh, you're not entitled to own Mazonis for more than 30 days. She should say over there, who are you not entitled to own a house for more than Yud Beis Chodesh? He doesn't do that. He puts it over here that just like he could throw him out of his mukum and basic knesset because they have a din of a neches and there's no din misajin at all, so too over here, his house that he's living in also has a din of a neches, there's no din misajin at all. L'chayu, from Riyat Kipshuto, yes, the Shach is arguing with Maritz. And now you have a makloikas apoiskim, do you even leave him over his ability to live in a house, which is very, very steep. All right. One more halacha before.
Some of the real estate, does his real estate go into a gather of onus, or if he has houses that he rents out?
No, that's neches. That's for sure neches. Yeah, because you see that even a guy who's a chamar, that's mamashi uses helps him out for his own work. But still, since it's a rental, it's an item that generates profit, that's a neches. Any item that generates profit is a neches. I'm a car service.
Yeah, but I have a value. The way we learned it was, I have a value on the.
Correct. So it means my chamor has a value. That means my chamor generates profit. So it's a neches. It's not a tool. A tool is if it enhances my ability to generate profit. But if it generates its own profit, then it's considered a neches. So if I rent out houses, certainly those houses are a neches. Take away all this nechasim, 100%. That, no, even to misogyn on that. Right, that's a neches. All right, let's just be misayim here. There's some seifer. If you go back a few pages, it's really on this sif, but if you go back a few pages, the Ksam Soifer says like this. It's on the page that has sif Vav Zayin Ches Tes on it. On the side of the Shukonok, it says, Ubizman, he's going on this shach, and he says, Bizman hazeh, that iku mechiyosam, likach ba'akofa, v'limko ba'akofa bechanos, and the guy owns a store, and Bizman hazeh, his ikka panos is by buying stock and selling stock. He buys milk and he sells milk. V'im.
Akafa means with credit.
Credit. Right. He buys on credit, sells it, then he pays back his suppliers, and that's how he makes money. So v'im. Yerdin lechanus. If you're going to go to his store, likas cheras, you're going to take his entire inventory, have a bechlal nefesh u'chayvel, it's considered nefesh u'chayvel. Al-kain. And you shouldn't be doing that. Okay, noegim lekvaya, therefore we're minig is that we don't take away his inventory, but noegim lekvaya is manim, we make payment terms, v'termin lefraya, achas la'achas, slowly shepeh up his choyv, kadei shelo yipol, matel lagamri, ve'lokim nitzov badas kel. That's a chsam soifa. If you're going to take away all his inventory, you're going to close him down. He won't be able to make panasa. So therefore, and that's nefesh u'chayvel, so therefore we can't do that. So I think it's a lashon amusha. We already paskin that when it comes time for gvir, we don't care about nefesh u'chayvel. The Ramah already said that filu klei echon nefesh you could take away from the guy. So it's a flowery lashon. It's like nefesh u'chayvel, you're going to yared lum nasa, you're taking away his life. But that's him, you're allowed to take away his life, so to speak, his panasa. That's a din gvir, he owes money. You take away everything except for his klei umnes, his basic necessities. I don't know, it sounds like a more of a minig, a pshara, that we'll do this today that. And the Orach HaShulchan says the same thing. The Orach HaShulchan got the argument. I'm sorry. But here the Orach HaShulchan argues and he says that we are Moichin Shamin Yischairis. We will sell all his Schaira. Alpha Bishin Panasa Say Elamayam. Even though his whole Panasa is from Schaira. The Orach HaShulchan argues with Ksam Saif. Lachaira, Minadin is like the Orach HaShulchan. Ksam Saif sounds like it's a Rachmanis as a. I don't know, it's like not a good thing. You're going to knock him out of business. He won't be able to survive. It's not a good thing to do. I know where it's coming from a strict reading in halacha. I don't think there's any makar for such a halacha.
So in real estate, you wouldn't take away all his houses.
Again, if, I don't know. So then, Latik Sam Saifa, would you take the chamar away from the chamar? Would you take the svina away from the safan? I don't know. I mean, every case. Sorry?
Because he bought it on credit. He never really afforded this item that he had.
So because he bought it on kafa, that's different? And why?
Not sure it's a good thing. He just takes something he doesn't really own. He can't afford it.
He owns it. He made a kinin on it. he can't afford it to you only because it's hakafa. You mean so? Mele lo yos ayed chesed, but lo yos chesed. Then we can say it's not a steed to akajukan. Akajukan talking about where he owns inventory, and some say it's only because he bought it by hakafa. I know, I thought you were talking about that. That's the nature, is that he didn't need the money. Pshat is, he buys and sells. If you're going to cut his ability to do that, I hear. So the kids are, you're cutting down his rak, but still, where's the makar to such a halacha? Zvait is only rachman, it says that. I mean, some say himself, fear says, Elokim needs a badass kel. Like, you know, Hashem should understand, like, you know, like Hakadosh Baruch Hu will help us out. Like, I mean, Ikadin, it doesn't sound like it's just noigin like that. We don't get too hard. I mean, Bismanena, we already discussed last week that we are noigin, we don't go so stark with the guy altogether. We leave him more than just Mazinus for 30 days, and we leave him Mazinus for his wife and kids as well. So, okay, so I guess in the Ksamsevis times, even though they didn't leave her wife and kids, but they did leave over his chayr that he brought at least by a kafa. Fine.
It's also very practical because you really get paid back if you. Let him have a
panosa.
If he doesn't have
a
panosa, he'll never pay you anything.
100%. But I can't make that decision for the mava. The mava has to make that decision. He has to know what he wants to do, what's better for him. If he wants to shoot himself in the foot, okay, so to let him put the life out of business and shoot himself in the foot. That's not my problem. It's up to the mava. It means, if the mava has a right to be goiva, then he has a right to be goiva. All right. Sivchav Dalid.
You're talking about he's getting all his money up. That could be. Who cares about his
pronouns?
Maybe whatever I'm taking is paying up all my clothes.
Oh,
so I don't have to worry about it.
Oh, okay, fine. Also good. Okay. Depending on the case. Mask him. Okay. Fine. There's a little more here, Rabbi Sabai. I really want to do Siv Chavdal. Chavdal is a Maima Muska. We have to get it. And I don't want to break it up in 2 weeks. So if I have time after Chavdal, maybe we'll go back to Chav Gimel. Chavdal is a major Siv. I just think it requires a shtiklak dhamma here. Just to understand, before we start the sif, let's talk about the basic principles of the sif before we get into it. We have a klal, ein mesajin lishtoi olabonav. So gzeis akosiv, you only leave over for him, you don't leave over for his wife and kids. The kilu, like the malv is meshubit to support the levi, at least leave him with something. He's not mechuyev to have his wife and kids. The moshe by evid ivri, the halacha is that the adon has to support the evid ivri plus his wife. By Baal Chayv, it's not like that. It's a stamma gemilas chesed, a tzedakah, that he even has to leave off anything for the loiva. To go as I write, the next step, to leave off for wife and kids, that is not mechuyev to do. Good. That's midin mesadrin. It means the ma'alva doesn't have to do that. But like the Elam raised before, is that if the husband has a chiv mezainis to his wife, which he does, so she should also be considered a Baal Chayv. Dalmei hocha mesadrin. Let's pretend it was never misogyn. There was never mechadish, the concept of misogyn at all, not even for the loiva. And now the Baal Chayv wants to come and take every last morsel away from the loiva. No money, no clothing, no food, no nothing. The wife's saying, what do you mean? I'm also here. I'm also Baal Chayv. You owe me money also. You have a chiv to support me. Why are you... Why are you more chashiv? Why are you the Baal Chayv more chashiv than me? I'm also Baal Chayv. Sorry? Oh, who's Mukhtam? So you tell me who's Mukhtam. She married this guy 30 years ago. He took off this Hava a year ago. She's 29 years before this guy. Is it? The Chiv was when he got married to him. Made a Ksuba. The Chiv was when he got married. Floylam bad. Call you Mechayah.
When is it due?
Oh, it's due maybe in the Chanam every day. But the Chiv was about Chayv Mukhtam from then. So right now, she wants Mazinus. She wants breakfast. The Baal Chayv says, sorry, I'm taking the eggs. That's it, finish. She said, what do you mean? Today? I'm a Baal Chayv, he has to give me eggs today too. Why are you more of a yachsin than me? It means forget misogyn. Naniach, we have halacha misogyn, but forget misogyn. As the Chayv Shabbat, let's say it'll be two malvis. And one malvis says, I want to take everything. The other malvis says, I'm also here. Let's split it. You'll take the shirts, I'll take the suits, you'll take the eggs, I'll take the butter. We'll figure it out. But why are you getting everything? So she has also a din Baal Chayv, so let her get... Yachoyka, let her do something with the guy. Badzim, she's a Baal Chayv Mukhtim. She's even before, so she should be able to get first. This is a problem. I mean, this is a major cheshvin that we have to address here. From the Stimus Haloshin of the Mishnah Gemara, is apparent that she gets nothing. She's left high and dry. So it means that the Malva does win over her. The child is why. And this was a kasha, it was bothering Rav Haigoyin. And down, the Rif, they're shining him down. What's going on here? Where is it holding? So Let's just go through just a basic machlokes. There's also a very yisoidistic machlokes, another machlokes, is a chiv that a husband has from mezainis ishta. Is that a chiv deraisa? Sheir ksus v'ayna? Is that sheir? Is that a chiv deraisa? Is only a chiv derabanan? And sheir means something else, that the type of clothing you have to give is the clothing that's roi for her. Old ladies get old clothing, young ladies get young clothing. What is sheir? Is sheir a chiv mezainis or not? It means it's a machlokes tanoim, and it's a machlokes down, and it's a machlokes rishonim, and it's rif against Rambam. And it's machlekes apoyskim, tour against the mechaba. It's a machlekes all the way down, is a chiv mezainis deraisa or mechiv mezainis derabonan. So let's just play it out. If a chiv mezainis would be mederaisa, then it's a very simple eitzah. You're right, she's a balchoiv, and she really should be even first, maybe, or equal, on equal territory with this balchoiv. But I have a gzeris hakosev. The gzeris hakosev that told me that I'm not misogyn lishtoy olabonov, and I only have to leave over for him, loy, and not for his wife and kids, shows me by default that I don't care about the choiv to the wife. Because in the times of the Torah, if it's a daraisa, the Torah also knew that the husband was mechuyev mezainis to the wife, and avapika in the husband, the Torah said that the husband was mechuyev to pay off the balchoiv and not leave over anything to his wife. So our kochus is a gzeris akosiv that we don't care about her mezainis. It means, I'll say it a little better, we don't care, but gzeris akosiv that the balchoiv has kedima over the wife's mezainis. Ki'ilu, that when is a husband mechuyev to support his wife, as long as the husband has mezainis himself, or the ability to support his wife. If the husband doesn't have any mezainis himself, doesn't have the ability, and he's not mechuyev to support his wife, that would be pshat in gzeris akosiv. Right.
So Chayri has the ability to support a vayta. Shas of today, where's your shas? No, there's no din ksuba.
He has klei umnes, but just because he has the kelim doesn't mean he has the jobs.
If not the
tzibur
is
mechuyev
to give tzedakah,
why
is
it? So the
tzibur
mechuyev to give
tzedakah. Not
everyone's
an amount. There's no
shavius. Let's say he has jobs.
No,
I'm saying
the chayv doesn't have a shavius.
When the chayv doesn't have a shavius.
No amount of money. What are you going to be done for a year? What are you going to be done for? In other words,
how much does he have to give every day? He has to give a breakfast, lunch, and supper.
So one day, so maybe only one day bread you have to leave over.
So we get done. Maybe for Tekufa, or at least good.
There's the chayv has no value.
It's a dov chayin lekitzra. Right. So in economy, so maybe you should either you should leave over enough that you already could reckon that he'll be able to support her moving forward. He'll be able to put himself back on his feet in a payment phase. He's restructuring. He'll be able to make her be self-sufficient in 6 months. He'll leave over for 6 months, because after 6 months, he'll be able to support his wife. But for the first 6 months, not. Well, at least, at the very least, today. Today's mezainis, like you said, it was a gizman parayin. Today's mezainis was a gizman. So leave over for today. We don't leave over anything. What's going on? So the Torah says, it's exactly. Well, that we said the prisha, that it might not be. The prisha holds his masubik, that once you leave over him, since it's really not his money, it's only that the Torah is mechayvi to leave over him. Could be he's not mechayvi to take that and now give it to her. Could be. Okay, he's masubik. But that's so. If you learn it, mezainis deraisa, there's a simple answer to this problem. Or seemingly, so maybe we're going to see that it's not so simple. But seemingly, it's because there's a gossip, no problem. If you hold this derabanan, so you don't have a right from the pasuk. The pasuk was talking about predated this takanas kachamim. So in the times of the Torah, the husband wasn't mechuyev to support his wife. So she's not a balas chayv. That's why there was a gzeris hakasev, you leave over for him and not for her. But now the chazal mesaken that you have to support your wife as well. So she's a balas chayv. She's just as much of a yaksin. If not, if anything, she's even a more of a yaksin than he is. Why? Because she came first. She got married 30 years ago, and this balva just came now, so she's even more of a yaksin. So chot she should be yachleiko, she should get first crack. What's up is we leave her high and dry.
A wife is never considered a balas chayv. If a husband owes money to someone, a wife never takes over any of the obligations.
No, wife. You mean is she the loiva? Right. Yeah, she's never the loiva.
No, I'm saying even if she's not the loiva, she doesn't carry it.
Correct. She does. She's not a chroy. She's not an ori for her husband's halvois. Correct. So this shiloh. Even if it's a gzeris, maybe it was only. And it says across the board, loiva lo lish le bonav.
Because now she's a regular balchayv. In other words, the gzeris hakosav is if he's first, then you don't leave over anything for her because he's first.
Okay, but you see, the Rishonim not like that. The Rishonim say what I'm telling. The Rishonim say, but Trumas brings down at the beginning. Preacher says it also that if it's midaraisa, then you see for Gzeirah Kot. I mean, they learn the Gzeirah across the board. Loivel alishta in all cases. Loivel alishta, even if she came first before the Baal Chayv. Loivel alishta. All right. But if you learn it's only the Rabbanan, so now we have to have an Eitzi here. So this was bothering Rav Haigoin, and Rav Haigoin therefore is Mechadish and a Chanami. You have to leave over Mezainis for his wife because she's a Balas Chayv. And a Chanami did Mesajin not, or Medin Chiv Mezainis. You have to leave over for his wife because she's a Balas Chayv, just like he is. And a Chanami. And not only that, Zakt Rav Haigoin, she'll get first because she got married before the Baal Chayv. And let me just bring it out. I'm going to go off now to another machlekes. Everybody, just hold up here for a second, and we'll go back. Is that what would be if you have a milva al peh, and then which came first, and the next day you get a milva b'shtar? Ruvain lent money without a shtar. The next day Shimon lent money with a shtar. Who comes first? A shtar has a shibin to chazan to collect from the kuchas l'mash a milva back hand. Who comes first? But minei didei, from the loiv himself, do we say we go basa the kedim of the milva al peh? Or do we say no, that we don't care about milva peh? As long as not a nishtar, you don't really have a shibud, and therefore we go after the milva b'shtar that came second. Rav, this is a machloik, is Rav Haigoin in the Rif.
Milva al peh doesn't have
a koil. Right, it doesn't have a koil. Right, so that this shayla is a machloik, is Rav Haigoin in the Rif. Rav Haigoin holds that the milva al peh comes first. Because I doesn't have a coil, that's a takana we're worried about. Look, kukhois, and worry about Yisayim, and worry about other people we're worried about. But vis-a-vis another Baal Chayiv, if I'm first, even if I'm only a milva al peh, I come first. The Rif and other Rishayim argue, and they say no, that just like we're worried when a milva peh doesn't have a coil, the milva peh can't take from lukukhois, not fear, lukukhois were caught by surprise. How in the world should they know that this guy has a hava out? It's not fear. So too, the guy who came second and lent money bishtar, it's also not fair to him. You're going to give kedima to the guy, yes, and move up, eh? What do you mean? I lent the guy money bishtar because I thought I was secure and going to get paid back. I wouldn't have lent the money if I knew that he was already hacked out to somebody else beforehand, maxed out. No, I wouldn't have done that. I wanted to make sure that I was first position. So I didn't hear about that coil. There was no coil. It was a move up, eh? So just like by lekuchos, they took away the shibud, so legabi future Malvim, they also took away Yeshivan, and the Milva Bishtar would come first, even though he was really second in his Alva.
But the thing is also not only a Makarik. What happens if he got assets after both Alvas?
Okay, so you have the Akni. Okay, let's just make it. This is fine. This is a Makarik. So let's just go in Rav Haigoin Shita. Rav Haigoin Shita holds that Milva Peh always comes first, even against a later Milva Bishtar. My Melzak Rav Haigoin, she's only a Milva Peh, so to speak. She never had a shtar from her husband that he's mechayiv to give mezainis. The Torah is mechayiv to give mezainis. Sorry? What? Oh, it has a coil. Good, fine. That's tonight. Good, fine. Ksuba. Okay, good. Everyone has. Good. Let's just, for argument's sake, just for going through this sif, we'll have to maybe address this at the end. Just let's assume right now that she cannot collect from Mushubadim, and she only has a din of lekuchas, and she only has a din of milva al peh. But nevertheless, Rav Haigoin, her milva al peh came first. She got married before her husband became a Baal Chayiv. So her Chayiv is Kodam. She has the first right to Gviya before the Baal Chayiv does. Memela, she has a right to collect Mizoinis before the Baal Chayiv has a right to collect his Chayiv. Memela, that which it says in the previous Sif, we're not Mesadrin Leishtoi, that's without a Chiv Mizoinis. But now that she has a Chiv Mizoinis, Avada, she's going to be first. And you have to leave over her Mizoinis first. A Chiddish from Rav Haigoin. Comes along the Rif. So far, so good, right? Comes along the Rif, and the Rif says, Anshulzit me. Rif Tain is on Rav Haigoin, that the steam is a Mishneh, steam is a Gemara. It's not like that. It says, you don't leave over anything to the wife, not even Mezainis, nothing. By the time the Mishneh came around, there was already this Takonis Chachamim of Mezainis to her wife. So why didn't the Mishneh say that now it's not Negeya, and you have to leave over Mezainis for a wife? What's going on? The steam is a Mishneh, so you don't leave over a morsel, nothing. Elamaisakr derif, that I'll tell you that even if Chiv Mezainis to her is only derabbanan, and you don't have the Gzeris HaKosif, but I'll tell you a different reason why Baal Chayiv is precedes her, and she has no right to take for her mezainis, even though it's a chayiv to her as well. Sakdariv, because her chayiv is only the rabbanan. V'loy osi shibudu the rabbanan umafkia shibudu the araisa. The baal chayiv who lent the husband money has a shibud araisa on the loiva, on the husband. She only has a shibud rabbanan on the husband because she only has this chayiv mezainis that chazal masakin. And it's ainu bedin that her shibud derabanan should be mavgia somebody else's shibud deraisa. So his shibud deraisa comes first, and mameli he is allowed to be goyva, take everything and leave her high and dry. That is the riff. So basically, in a nutshell, if you held the chiv mezainis is mederaisa, the reason why she's left high and dry is because it's exeris hakosef. The Torah knew that she was a Baal Chayiv, and nevertheless, the Torah said that the Baal Chayiv takes everything. And if you learn that it's only a Chiv Derabbanan, it's also good. Because, like Asi, Shibudu Derabbanan, Umafkiya Shibudu Deraisa. Sorry?
What's with Banav?
Banav is the same thing. Same.
The Shibud is the same.
A Chiv Derabbanan on kids as well. Gadar Rav Haigoin says that the Chiv Mezonis to his kids up to 6 years old will come first. Over the Baal Chayiv and from the Rif and down, whatever, all the other Rishonim, well, not like that, the Mechaba, it's not like that, that we leave the kids and the wife high and dry. Because the Asi Shibud Derabbanan and Mafkiya Shibud Deraisa. Just want to be mice of one more Nekuda here, before we start the Sif, just to be clear here, what does Rav Hai mean? What does the Rif mean? Like Asi Shibud Derabbanan and Mafkiya Shibud Deraisa. See, Kipshuta, you would have just learned, yes, the Shitchi is very simple. He's a deraisa, you're a derabbanan, he's more important. Go jump in the lake. Very simple, right? So the lashonis don't sound like that so much because the law says shibud derabbanan mafkiya shibud deraisam. He's a chi, okay, but yeah, you could have touched the riff like that. The Gaon has interesting pshat in the riff. The Gaon says a beautiful pshat. Gaon says, it's not stam derabbanan against the deraisa. There's a svari here. He says like this. You have to play it out. But the Gaon says that if somebody has money but is already meshubid in his money to somebody else, there's already a shibud. Let's say Reuven has money and he's already meshubid to that money to Shimon. And now I want to lend Reuven money, or I want to collect money from Reuven. I cannot be goyva that money from Reuven if that money is already, that asset is already meshubid to somebody else out. Means it has a din. I'm not saying it clear, sorry. Let me say it better. It's already meshubid to his previous Baal Chayiv. And that's dumb that the previous Baal Chayiv has a kedima on me. That asset is already meshubid. L'mashal. Let's just play it out even more. Let's say I would have only a milval peh and have no right to collect from meshubadim. There's a din. I can't collect from meshubadim. Zak de goyin, hu adin, I will not be able to take money from the loiva that's already meshubid to pay off somebody else. Because since he's already mechuiv that asset to somebody else has a lien on that asset, if I take it away, what I'm really doing is I'm already chepering the meshubadim. I'm already chepering somebody else. I'm already chepering his previous Baal Chayiv. That asset, even though it's still by the loiva, is considered meshubid to somebody else. I have no schus to be goyver from the loiva, because just like I have no schus to be goyver from meshubadim, I have no schus to be goyver from a loiva if that asset's already mechuyev and meshubid to somebody else. Because it also has already a din, like it's by the meshubadim already. It's already meshubid there, and I have no right to be goyver from that. Memelo, zok de goyin, that's pshat in the riff. Lo osi shibudu de rabbana, mafkir shibudu de raisa, pshat is because he has a shibud deraisa on this asset. She now would like to be goyva from her husband. Mezainis today, I want breakfast. You're going to take the eggs. 1 second. These eggs are no longer the husband's eggs. These eggs already have a lien on them. These eggs are already meshubid to that malva midaraisa. There's a shibud on these eggs. And you only have a shibud derabanan, and on the shibud derabanan have no right to be goyver from lekuchos. That's what it means, meshubud derabanan. Shibud derabanan doesn't have a right to be goyver from lekuchos. So just like you can't be goyver from lekuchos, you can't be goyver from the husband's asset that's already meshubud to a lekuach, or it's already meshubud to a different baal chayiv, because it's like you've been goyver meshubadim, and you have no right to do that because you only have a shibud derabanan. Because your shibud is only derabanan, you have no right to be goyver from those eggs. Because those eggs are already meshubed to someone else, midaraisa, even though that Baal Chayiv came later on. Because you never can make a gevir from lekuchos, you can never make a gevir from items that are already meshubet to a different balei chayiv. That's what it means. Le'asi shibudu d'rabbanan mafkim shibudu d'raisa. That's how the goyin touches up the rif. All right, but either here nor there, the bottom line is, Rabbi Isai, is that the reason why we take away from the Isha and we give everything to the Baal Chayv is because a Baal Chayv has Kedima, either because it's a Midaraisa or Mizayin, so it's a Gzeh Zakazav, or for Chiv Toho is only Midarabanan, so then we have this din, Le'asi Shibudu Darabanan, Mafkiyam Shibudu Daraisa. Right. Well, it's not just a Movapeh, it's even less. It's a Shibudu Darabanan. Her whole Chiv. The fact that the husband owes him mezainis is only a takanas kachamim. So she only has a shibud derabanan. The goyim says, in there, Uzza tells me that she has no right to collect from lekuchos. So it's muva peh and less. It's only midrabanan. Fine. Now that we have this akdama, let's start the siv. And let's take it shlav by shlav.
But I understand, when you may write a siv, don't you say you machayim yourself to mefarnes? Doesn't that make like a
derisive? That chiv. No.
I have to take it on.
So I'll tell you the pshuta. The pshuta is that when I took on in the ksuba, I only took on the ksuba what I have to take on. Whatever Chazal told me to take on, that's what I took on. Chazal said I have to take on mezonis. I took on mezonis. But my chiv that I took on mezonis was whatever Chazal wanted me to do. So if Chazal gave me a din derabanan without a yechelet to collect from lekuchos, then that's what I did in the ksuba. I followed Chazal that I'm mechuyev to be. And like Chazal said, in fact, we even write Ketiknu Chachamim in the Ksuba. That's what I did. I did like whatever Chazal said. That's what I did. So it's still only a Derabbanan. It might not be so much. I just want to just streamline this because there's a lot of this Sif, Rabbi Zeh, has a lot of kashas on it when we go through Shlav HaShlav. But if you take each step one at a time, it's understandable. Let's go through the Sif slowly, one step at a time, and at the end we'll go through a number of kashas. All right. Zakta Mechaba. Ein Sar Choyma. Not only can't the Isha have leftover money to be able to be goyva mezainis lahaba for tomorrow, the next day, even though she snatched the nechasim, she knew the Baal Chayv is coming, she's going to be left high and dry, she quickly grabbed the eggs. So now her eggs are, she needs breakfast, she grabbed these eggs. Ela filu tofsa minikse baila, and the next step, the husband went away and wasn't supporting her. So she grabbed the food that she'll be able to live on. Still, we take it away from her. And we give it to the malva. Now, then remember, Rabbi said, Machaba paskin that the chiv mezainis to wife is only midrabanan. So I'm going to learn this machaba or mitzad the svara that it's only midrabanan. So what's pshat? Pshat is since he only has a chiv to midrabanan, the fact that she was toifis, very nice she was toifis, but what she was toifis was only a shibud rabanan that she had. V'loyasi shibud rabanan umafkiyam a shibud raisa. The Baal Chayv has a shibud on these eggs midraisa, so she got to cough up these eggs. She has no right to hold on to these eggs because his shibud on the eggs was midraisa. And she has no right to be mafkiya that sheba because her sheba is only the rabbanan. So she can't chop these eggs. And if she did, it doesn't work. So she got to give back these eggs to the Baal Chayv.
Shouldn't the malva give at least part of it al sananiya that she's poor?
Tzedakah? If you give some eggs, he'll also give some eggs. But he has no more chiv al tzedakah than you do and I do. If the whole tzibah gets together and pays for eggs, so he'll give one millionth of the egg.
How far back do you say this? If she never had a right to take her mezainis, maybe you should go back and make her pay back what she took for the last few months?
No, until the Baal Chayv comes, and it's not a problem. Only once the Baal Chayv comes. Right now the Baal Chayv comes, she already grabbed the eggs, she's holding the eggs in the hand, you got to give back the eggs.
Yeah, the rice, and she was only taking the rabbanan all along.
Right. Yeah, I know, but he was never goyva till now. Now he's coming for gviya. Till he was goyva, there's no problem. From the time of gviya, she has no longer a right to hold on to these eggs. All right. So far, so good. Let's go to the next step. So he says like this, Metzin miyada v'naisin l'malva, why she'ein l'isha mezainis loy mimakakoi, loy mimataltali, she has no right to chap mezainis, not from real estate assets, not from metaltalim, ad sheyifra hamalva, until the malva is fully paid up, afilo haisa kedemes, even if her chayv came first, she got married first, still she has to pay up. All right, comes so far so good. Here comes a new step. Vafilo halak baylam lemedina sayam, Haba went to Medina Sayam, v'lovsa bishtar, she borrowed money a week ago to pay for eggs a week ago. She needed breakfast a week ago, so she borrowed money from a friend a week ago. bishtar, so she really owes this money bishtar to that person. Va'achla, and she already ate those eggs. And the halach afa pisha kodma havas mezinisah bishtar, even though her hava that she took from somebody else a week ago came before the shtar lavasai shabalashtar, came before the hava that the husband did took out from this balashtar. So she has a kedima, her hava came first, and the husband's mechuyev to reimburse her for the hava that she took to be able to pay her mezainis. So the husband's mechuyev to pay her. So husband's mechuyev to pay her first before the bachoyev. Still, ein avos mezainis nigbis. She has no right to collect these mezainis at sheyifra balashtar tchila until the balashtar is paid first. What's the svara? So it's like this: when she borrowed money from this third party, her husband's not mechuyev to pay the third party back. It's not like the husband borrowed from the third party bishtar. She borrowed bishtar. She's mechuyev to pay this third party because she borrowed. Just she has an internal deal with the husband. The husband's mechuyev to reimburse her for every halva that she took out. Maybe the halacha is shibudu dam nasin. The husband now owes her, and she owes the third party. So the husband owes the third party. It's only shibudu dam nasin. It's only strong as its weakest link. The chiv that the husband has to her is only milva al peh and only midir abanan. The fact that she borrowed bishtar is le'mayla ve'le'mayrid klapi the husband. The husband never borrowed bishtar from this third body. So klapi the husband's choiv, he's still faced with the same formula. He's mechuyev to this bal choiv midaraisa, and to her or her bal choiv only midarabanan al tamuv al peh. Because his achrayis to her is only al tamuv al peh, midarabanan. So la'asi shibudu darabanan umafkiya shibudu daraisa. Her right to be reimbursed from a husband is only shibud rabbanan, cannot be mafgiyah, the shibud deraisa that a husband has to his own bal chayv, which is shibud deraisa, and the asi shibud rabbanan mafgiyah is shibud deraisa. So far, so good. All right, let's go to the next step. Here's where it can start getting very difficult. Vim ha'malve sha'ala bal hoisa al peh. And what happens if the Baal also borrowed money, and his chayv is only a milva al peh. V'hi lavsa l'tzek muzaneseh al peh oy bishtar, and she also borrowed money, either al peh or bishtar. It really doesn't make a difference, because klapi him, it's the same al peh. To her, it's only his chiv d'rabonin to pay her. Eizem mehem zakta machaba chidish halacha, and this is a Chuvis Harif and a Chuvis Ramban. They both say this halacha. Eizem mehem sheyovo ligvis tchila koidim. Then she is a yachsin. Since his bal chayv is only a milva al peh, and she's also only a milva al peh, the equal territory, whoever comes first will have kedima. Then both shneim kecher, if they both come at the same time, then it's going to be choken, because we're both equal territory. You're a bal chayv, milva al peh. I'm a bal chayv, milva al peh. Memela, we're on the same ground, and memela is going to be yachloiku. Oh, very good. So there's many kashas here, but let's go gavo gav. What's going on? Because I'm over, she's a move up pair, and his mouth is a move up pair, so we're all equal. So the kash is, basically, Saeed, is what, one second. The riff already was, did the same riff. It's funny. It's much the next line. The riff already tiner than Rav Haigoyin, that what are you telling me that she should get mezayin is? No, she's only the rabbanim, v'lasi chiv the rabbanim, afkim yedei shibud the raisa. Then the riff continues and says this halakha. What do you mean? So what? He's a milvah peh. And you're also milvah peh. But vayta, la'asi milvah peh, which is only shibud the rabbanim, and mafkiya a shibud the raisa. What's going on? You have the same problem over here. La'asi milvah peh. Better, lo osi her chiv mezayin, which only drabanan to be mafki his shibud deraisa. So what is a muvape? Oh, so comes along the goyin, and the goyin says, if can pay aleph, you know why? The gama malva is also lav deraisa kisigi de baba basa. Because since the malva has a muvape, his thing is only midrabanan, because shibud is lav midraisa. That's what the goyin says. Very nice. So Mamela, we're both Durabonans, and we're both Milval Pez. Everything is equal. Mamela Yachloiku. Sorry? The Makloik is with Shibud Duraisa, Shibud Durabonans, even though Gabi Minedi Day. Just he has a Chiv Mudraisa payment as priest Balkloik Mitzvah, but I don't have a Shibud on his Nechosim. So comes along the Goyen, and he says, my Milval Pez, Shibud Dulav Duraisa. It's a Chiddish. Goyen is being Mechadish right now. is that if you hold shibud de deraisa, that's only by milva b'shtar. But by milva b'shtar, shibud de lav deraisa. A big chiddush of the goyin. It's really what the goyin is trying to do. He doesn't really say it like that. He just says that a milva b'shtar is the lav shibud de deraisa, like the sigim of babasra that you see in the Gemara that says shibud de lav deraisa. The problem is that this halakha is coming from the Rif and the Chuvus Ramban. Both the Rif and the Ramban, both paskin, many places in Shas and in Chuvus, that Shibud deraisa even by Mevav Peh. So, you know, it might be a nice etzah for the Mechaber, maybe, but it's not going to work for the Rif, it won't work for the Ramban. They hold Mevav Peh as Shibud deraisa. So back to the drawing board. The Rif, you just said a line before. When you were arguing with the Rav Haigon, you just said, La'asi shibuda derabon, mafkimade shibuda deraisa. So over here too, La'asi shibuda, her shiba, which is only derabonon, and be mafkir from the shiba deraisa that the muvapah has. Zolzain is a muvapah. But muvapah also has a shiba deraisa. What is going on? A major kasha. This is like a bomb, just a very sadistic kasha. I'm going to go through a number of kashas, and each kasha, all the kadmonim, you know, shak, smak, it's like gedolei, different achreinim, gedolei achreinim, tumim, it's like basic one by one. There are many, many kashas. This is kasha number one. What's going on? He's the raisa, she's only the rabbanim, we should have the same halacha. Lasi muvapeh, mafkim de shibu the raisa. Just let's carry this out, a drop. Next inyan. If the goyin is right, that Muvapeh is only the Rabbanon, and she's the Rabbanon, they're all on equal territory, then l'chayra, this halacha should be not only on the stuff that she borrowed already to eat yesterday's mezainis, but this should be for the Reisha as well. And the Reisha too, it should be the same halacha, that if the Balchoy was only, his Balchoy was only a Muvapeh, then I'm on equal territory, the wife's on equal territory with him, and they should be Yachloiku Lom Mayad. All of his future mezainis, or at least today's mezainis chaj, should be also yachloiku. And the reisha seems that there is no chilik between whether his balchay was muvapeh and muvah b'shtar. It's only in the sefer, all of a sudden, we find this chilik. And the reisha should have the same thing, that if he's a muvah alpeh, then she's equal to him, and it should be yachloiku. Kasha number two. Kasha number three is that, remember, Rabbi, I told you, the machlekes rahai going in the Rif. Also, when you have a muva alpeh first, and then later on you have a muva bishtar, does the muva alpeh, which is kodam, take precedent over a later muva bishtar? Rav Haigon says, whoever is first wins, no matter what. It means if the muva alpeh is first, he'll win over a subsequent muva bishtar, koshikin over a subsequent muva alpeh. And the Rif argues. But in the Shitas Rav Haigon, that whoever is first automatically wins, so what's the mechab saying over here? In Boshneim ke'echad chokim. It's not chokim. We have to see who's first. So Zayin, they're both muvapes, and they're both the rabban, and they're both equal. We have to see who's first. Whoever's first is going to win. So Bishloim, if you learn like the Rif, and the Rif holds by muva alpeh, we never gave you a din kedima, just like umafkia your din to be goyver from lakuchas and mishubad, and umafkia din to be goyver any din kedima for later balei chayvis, because it's not fair, there's no koil. So very good, so that we mafki your din, and now it's going to be yachloiku. But problem is, frek the shach and the goyin, is that the mechab in kufdal, the paskins like the ravai goyin. He paskins that whoever is first comes first. Muvapeh versus another muvapeh, whoever is first comes first. So what's the mechab saying? How could it be chokim? It's not chokim. Let's see who came first. If his chayv came first, he'll come first. And if she got married first, then she'll come first. Bom kasha, Mechabi says himself. If you go like that other Rav Haigoin, then it's also going to be a kedima. So Bishlam the Rif himself in the Tshuva, very good. Rif Lishit Hasai holds that it's always choken, because no din kedima to milva alpeh, very geschmack. But the Mechabi that's matik, lahaloch, this Rif, doesn't stim with the Mechabi later on, and Kuvdala, that passes like the other Rav Haigoin, that a milva alpeh precedes a second milva alpeh. So here the halacha should be that whoever's chayv started first, that's who should win. It shouldn't be yachloiku. A third kasha. And here's your fourth kasha. Another kasha is, Rabbi said, we're running out of time here, but the fourth kasha is that why in the world did the Rif need in his first place hishtekel toyer la'osi shibudu derabonim mafkiya shibudu raisa? Bishlam, if you go like that other Rav Haigoin, that whoever's halva comes first has the right to it. So Meir Vaigon had a gewaldige cheshbon. She got married first. His chiv to mezainis to her was first. That baal chayv came second. So she should have get mezainis first. But the Rif himself, who learns that a move al peh never has kedima, and a move al peh Sunday, a move al bishtar Monday, the move al bishtar Monday will take everything and leave the move al peh high and dry because there's no coil to the move al peh, and you can't take the secondary malva by surprise. It's not fair. He didn't know that you had a halva here altogether. So the Rif should have argued that if I go in Jerusalem, it's simple. The Rif should have said, you know why the halacha is loy v'loy l'ishta, even though he's mechiv and mezainis to the wife, is because she's only a milva au pair, and his baal chayv is a milva bishtar. And I don't care if she got married 60 years before this milva bishtar. There's no din kedima. A milva au pair doesn't have din kedima to a milva bishtar.
1 second, but that's a call. Her milva au pair is different than her.
Okay, so that. Okay, so you have to know how to touch up the Rif's teretz. But if for some reason, and it is the halacha, that her chiv mezainis cannot collect from Meshubadim, and there's reasons why, so then it's the same sort. She has a din no stronger than a mova al peh. She can't collect from Meshubadim. So just like a mova al peh that precedes a mova bashtar.
Everything because he said, I didn't know about it.
Right.
That he can't say.
It is. He could say it the same reason. Because for whatever reason, the Lakuchas could say, I didn't know about her. And you can't collect from me. Whatever the svaris are, like kids, so whatever the svaris are, so the second malva can say the same thing. My move of bishtar, I don't have to reckon with you because you only have a status of a move al peh. So I come first. So why did the Rif need a new chiddish of la'asi d'rabbana mafkiya midei d'raisa? Another kasha. So if the baal chayv is baal peh, then he would have this problem. Correct. But that's not going to work for the Rif, because for some reason the Rif holds that when the baal chayv is only baal peh, and a chanami, it's yachloiku, or whatever it is. So, I mean, he had to say, la'asi d'rabam afkim v'zerayza, that it shouldn't even be yachloiku, but it's not true. You see that for some reason he holds it is yachloiku by a move al peh. So, if that guy was a move al bishtar, that's why he's right. If he's a move al peh, it's anyway going to be yachloiku for some reason, which we can't figure out. But for some reason, anyway, yachloiku, that's what the Rif holds. So why did he need to come on to a new cheshbon for? Kahena v'kahena, it's like gav al gav problems here. I just want to suggest one cheshbin. Tumen says like half of it. I want to just bring it out. And maybe it answers a number of these kashas. And I will be messiahing with this. Is that really the Rif himself, Taka, doesn't have a problem. And the Rif had no problem arguing Rav Hai going l'shitasi. I have no problem and I understand very well why the Isha will be left high and dry. Because he has a move of bishtar. And a move al peh, even if it's kodma, cannot take over a move al bishtar. Very simple. But Rav Haig, he's coming to argue with Rav Haigoyin. And Rav Haigoyin holds not like that. Rav Haigoyin holds that whichever move is first, even if it's a move al peh, comes first. So just to say that, I hold differently than you, is, I don't know, a cop-out, but it's not going to help the situation. Because everyone holds like Rav Haigoyin on that other machlekes is still going to have a problem here. So why isn't she first? Let her come first, because her chayv came first. So therefore, he had to say something to Rav Haigoyin. Even you, Rav Haigoyin, who holds in a move al peh comes before a move al bishtar, I'm telling you that over here you should be maida because her chiv is only derabanan. V'la'asi shibuda derabanan umafkiya midei shibuda deraisa. Like me, I have no problem, but like you, Rav Haigoyin, I have to say a better pshat. I have to say this extra pshat. V'la'asi chiv derabanan umafkiya midei shibuda deraisa. That is pshat. And I want to just be moisif that this whole cheshbon that Rav Rif said could be would only work in Rav Haigoyin. And it won't even work for himself. That is, Bishlam in Rav Haigoyin, that whoever comes first, even if you're a milval pair, you do have a shibit on the asset, and you do have a din kedima, and you are reckoned with, and you could take away from another baal chayv and catch him by surprise. You're allowed to do that. Because we don't care about that. We only care about Lukukas. We don't care about Ali Bali Chayvis. So Memele, he says, Abazai, then I have a Cheshbin, La'asi Shibuda Derabonim.
I'm asking the Shibuda Deraisa, because he has a Shibuda Deraisa, and you don't have a Shibuda Derabonim, so you can't take it away from his Shibuda Deraisa, because Adarabba, his Shibuda Deraisa could be Maskia from you. Just like a Mova Pes Kedima could be Maskia from a later Chayv, so to his Shibuda Deraisa could be Maskia from another Bal Chayv, who's only Derabonim. But like the Rif himself, There's a ched in your rabbi. Like the Rif himself, who holds that once you remove our pair, we took away your shibut, and we don't reckon with your shibut. Even copy other balechaitis, maybe copy the leiva, you will have a shibut. But what, the second we have to reckon with only balechaitis, we pretend you don't have a shibut at all. We will not hear that shibut, and if even though you're first, you won't have a din to have a kedim over a second balechait. So too, when they get to the rabbanan and the raisa, the ched is the same thing. How could you taina la'asi shibudoch the rabbanim afkim the shibud the rice of the balchayv? That is, that the balchayv, like you're going tight shop, that the balchayv has a shibud on this nechatim, and you have no right to take away that nechatim that's already mishibud to him, because he's a balchayv the rice. That could only work in our going that we still give him that koyach of being a deraisa. We still give him that koyach of being a bal shibud here, even though he's a move off that. We still reckon with him. But the midah that you hold like the Rif, that a mobile pair, we take away his shibud, and he has no shibud on Kadima, he's not considered has the shibud anymore on this asset, then you can't say, Lossi shibud the Rabban, maskim the shibud the Raisa, because he's no longer shibud the Raisa. He's out. We were maskim that long time ago, Chazal said, if you have mobile pair, you're out. We don't care about your shibud. We're going to take it away after they cast at a second balkoi. If he's a star, we'll have Kadima, and if he's an Alper, or be Yakoiku, we don't reckon with you. We took away your Shiva. We took that Kayak away from you. So we took that Kayak away from you, so it's very easy for a Shibuda de Rabbanan to take this asset. That's not a problem. The only reason why she never was able to take this asset was that she would do a from an asset that's already Meshubba to a Balchayt Medaraisa. But if Kazal took away that Balchayt Shiva, so it's not long, no longer Meshubba to him Medaraisa. So I have no problem. These have no problem collecting from this asset. Here you could say, Asi shibuda de rabbanan maskim de shibuda de raisa. In other words, the whole Rif Tshuva was talking to Rav Haigoy. And there he had a cheshon, Asi shibuda de rabbanan maskim de shibuda de raisa. But the Rif himself never had the problem in the first place. The Rif had a simple answer. The Rif holds, very simple, that whoever the noble bishtar comes first, even if he's second in time, he'll have a din kedima. He never had Rav Haigoy's kash in the first place. He has very understood why to leave the Isha high and dry, because Balkoyd to the man was a Milva B'shtar, and is Meshubid Araisa, and he's going to have a koil because he's a shtar, and even though she came first, but her status was not to collect from the Kuvah, so she cannot be mighty from it. And if the other guy would have been only a Milva Alper, like in the Sefer, where they're both Milva Alpers, then Enachran will be Yakoyko. And we can't invoke the principle of Lossi Shibud Rabban Maskim and Shibud Raisa. Because the Milva Alper no longer has a Shibud Raisa, because Kazal will maskir that Shibud Raisa. Kazal said that if you're only Milva Alper, I don't care about you anymore. You don't have any Kadima on the assets. So you are nobody. We took away your Shibud. So if you are nobody, then she has a right to those assets just like he does. The guy said the only reason why she can't is because they're already Meshubah to him. And she can't be maskir from assets that already belong, so to speak, earmarked for somebody else. But to the extent that it's no longer earmarked for him, because he's only a Milva Alper, we took that away from him, so she's a Yaxin just like he is. So at the end of the day, the Rif himself is Gishmak. Avad Shibud Raisa. But Chazal took that away from him. Mamela, they're all on the same ground. So if he's only a Milva Alper that equals, that's going to be Yaxoiko. And if he's a Milva Bashtar, he's going to have Kadima, because he has a Koil, and she doesn't have a Koil, and even though he came second in time, he'll still have a Din Kadima. I know it's a bit confusing advice. There's a lot, many more kashas here. But if this is right, then we're no longer bound. Like the Rif, we're no longer bound with the Cheshvan, the Rabbanim, and the Raisis. It's just bottom line. If he's a Nova Bishtar, he'll come first. And if he's a Nova Bishtar, it's going to be a Koiko. Remember, the Mechap is very Gishmak. All right, I could talk. Sorry? But that promise is going to be Mechap later on, passes like a Taikoin. But that is going to be a problem. But over here, where the Mechap is going like the Rif, for some reason, the Sakasha, but at least over here it's going to work. Over here it will work. And his Shibud Raisa also has no Shibud. If it's a Milva Alper, both don't have a Shibud. If he's only a Milva Alper, Kazal Maskir is that Shibud. They downgraded it because they took it away because it has no code.
For other Shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.